This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The game itself was good, and nationally goes up, what, they were up 6-0, right? Boom. Next thing you know, here comes the American League. They come back, and I don't know, it was just neat. It was nice. It was a nice break. You know, little things here and there, but overall, I think it was a roaring success for Major League Baseball. Jeff, what say you, my friend?
It was great. They did a bunch of things that we're going to get into that I just thought, yeah, good, nice. That's the way to do it. Couple of things were, you know, slightly annoying, but it was an exhibition game, and so they were kind of okay. The one thing I thought, oh boy, careful. Did you notice when Pete Crow Armstrong was in center field and was mic'd up and talking to the guys, and there was a fly ball to short left field, and he and Kyle Tucker almost collided because Pete Crow Armstrong couldn't hear him calling for the ball.
Oh, because he had the earpiece in.
Yeah. They almost had a bad situation there.
Careful
for the sake of entertainment.
Well, I mean, kind of behind the scenes media stuff, I noticed it more and more. I was watching the A's game the other day. Like, they were doing in-game interviews on the bench during the game. Someone hit sack fly, and they were like, hey, you know, that was a really important sack fly, and they were do we like that, or we just want to play the game and find out after the game? Like, do we need it now during a regular game? Like, interviews like that and being able to... I do get worried about those guys on the field. Do you like it when someone's standing at third base, so doing an interview with the guys in the booth?
Not in a real game. And those actually do take place in some real games.
Yeah.
I don't care for those. It's great, and I love the access. I think it's cool. However, I keep thinking, just let them play the game. Talk to him in the dugout.
Maybe. I think someone's going to get smashed, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially at third base, man.
I'm afraid of that.
I am too. Dan, do you think I'm crazy on that or no? Like, I could live without those in-game interviews while they're on the field. Like, I don't know. I'm more worried about the game at that point than I am. And I think the players, I'm sure the guys.
All-star, I never even thought about it in an all-star game until Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker almost collided.
So they do it for every Sunday night baseball game.
Yeah.
There's always somebody there, and I believe they get paid 10 grand to do it.
Mm.
I think it's something along those lines that if you agree to do it, you get 10 grand.
And which is, so, you know, I mean, 10 grand's 10 grand, even if you're making 20 mil.
Right. I mean, it all helps the cause. So, yeah, why wouldn't you want to do it? I'm fine with it. As long as there's a level of paying attention that's there, like you're still able to pay attention, you're still able to do what you need to do. I mean, these guys are talking all over the field anyway, you know, whether it's about the game itself or just general nonsense.
But most of those guys are locked in on the pitch. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and they're still locked in.
And by the way, what happens if you're not locked in on the pitch and someone's talking to a guy in the booth and all of a sudden they missed a ball that was coming to them?
They're still locked in. I mean, they stop talking when the ball is thrown. You know, it's when the pitcher goes into his motion, like the question stops, the answer stops, everybody locks in.
All right, let's go through this just a little bit. Your strong likes from last night's game. Let's go for the positives first, because it's easy to try to nitpick and look at little things here and there. But give me the positives from last night's game.
Where do you start? Honestly, Andy, I think there were a lot of things. I'll go with this one. The uh, the miking up was cool in an exhibition game. That was kind of fun. Clayton Kershaw saying nasty things about Cal Raleigh in a fun-loving way was, okay, that was interesting. The Pete Crow Armstrong thing got to me a little bit. Big thing in last night's game, test case for the balls and strikes.
Yep.
Three calls were overturned. I'm not sure I like it. There was a strike three. Was it the last? It was the last National League hitter in regulation. And the ball was like on the edge and half the ball was out of the strike zone on the computer. Mm-hmm. Can't you just let the umpire make that call? I mean, the ball was on the edge and he called it a ball. You know, the more of the ball was outside of the box, if you want to go by that. If it's just on the line, okay. I don't have a major problem with umpires calling balls and strikes. Outs, you know, out or safe, I like replay. Balls and strikes, I'm going to have to see more before I say yes, absolutely, or no. But last night I thought was an interesting test case.
Dan?
Love the automatic ball and strike system. I tweak it a smidge where I would maybe tweak the rules itself that say maybe it's not just contact more than maybe it needs to be more than half the ball needs to be a strike just
was,
because the pitchers
wasn't that
have
a little,
so many.
Wasn't that one a little like, okay, that's even borderline looking at it electronically.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them tweaking it that way. I love it. It's fast. You get the call right. That's all I want. I want it fast, and I want to get the call
right. It didn't take much time, which is a concern.
I thought that was cool. I don't know. I'm good with it. My only question was that I'm still trying to figure it out during the game, so help me out. How many times are you allowed to challenge?
So you have two challenges. If you get it wrong, you lose it. If you get it right, you keep it.
I'm good with it.
In other words, you could keep...
Yep.
You could go 20 times if you keep getting it right?
That is correct. Oh, if you've got a truly horrendous umpire, yes.
That could get ugly. But what it might lead to, and maybe it should, is umpires not being employed.
Or being better. Having a better strike zone.
I mean, you could implement a rule.
Some guys might not be able to be better. They just might not be good.
You could implement a rule that if an umpire misses more than 10 in any given game, that they've got to rotate in between innings.
Go to AAA.
Well, no, throughout the game.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm saying you could rotate umpires during the game.
Be a little demeaning.
Well, you can't. I mean, they shouldn't be getting 10 wrong anyway. And I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there as just no one would ever know. You would do it in between innings.
It's always I've always thought it was an odd thing in baseball at any level, but it still exists in the majors where umpires have different feels for the strike zone. I guess is the way to put it.
I
won't say completely different strike zones, but they all have a different feel. Some guy might not call the high strike. Some guy will call the low pitch, a little more frequently.
It's still weird for me to hear an umpire talk and get on the microphone and make the public service announcement. Like in football, I think we're so used to it.
Yeah.
But then when you hear an umpire turn around and say, the play's being challenged, or when they look and you have an umpire who's looking at the camera,
it brings them into the game in a way that we didn't probably think you needed them in the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was great. In fact, I was a little late to the game last night, and the first play that I saw was a challenge. And I was like, I love this. And it was so fast. It was quick. Like, let's not mess around with it. Just like, I'm always surprised at how quick they can do replay throughout the game, too. How quick a manager knows whether they're going to challenge or not, and that the game is willing to take a breath to give the manager a second to look and see if they want to challenge.
Although in baseball, there's always a built-in pause,
Yeah, but normally there wouldn't be. Like, you would just come off, if it was the third out of an inning, and I don't know, the camera goes right to the manager looks, or the manager says, let's replay or let's not replay. And it seems to be really painless. At first I thought it was going to be bulky and they weren't going to be able to, it wasn't going to work, but I don't know. I think it works well for replay. I think it works well for this ABS system. I like it. I thought it was good.
Also thought it was great that players were wearing their own team uniforms.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
By the way, not a big fan of the Home Run Derby, the AL, NL jerseys. I know they were using the Atlanta script. That would be a negative. Although I said it wasn't going to be negative.
Yeah, they're just warm-ups.
Yeah, that's not jersey. And by the way, hey, we did tell you at the beginning of the show we thought that the Browns' new helmets were coming out today because But I guess that's been, that was pushed back. I just want people to know that. Because
according to our own Daryl Ryder.
Yes, Daryl Ryder said, hang on, guys. Hang on, this thing got pushed back. So, okay. Thanks, Daryl. We do appreciate you. Other good things from over, you know, the last, I don't know, 24 hours from the All-Star Games. The positives of the All-Star Game. Look at us being positive.
I'm going to take a half step back on this one.
Okay.
And encapsulate everything. I think Major League Baseball did an awesome job putting together the fun of baseball mixed with taking the game seriously enough. I thought they threaded that needle perfectly. Copy and paste it. Do it for the next 20 years.
It's a real tough game to not take seriously.
Right.
You know,
we had it in the past where it was not being taken seriously, and then we ended up with the moronic rule of home field advantage.
Well, but
now you figured out how to thread that needle.
I don't think the players on the field ever didn't play hard. Honestly, it's a game that if you're on the field, it's impossible not to play it reasonably hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You stand in the batter's box and a pitcher's throwing a ball at you. Unless you're John Kruk against Randy Johnson and John gave it a try, he just was having fun with it. Every guy I've ever known who steps into a batter's box is actually trying to do something. And every guy I've ever seen on a mound is actually trying to get the guy out. And nobody I've ever seen get a ball hit to them intentionally botches it. So it's a tough game to not play the right way, which lends to it just being the best All-Star game there is.
Another way I wanted to kind of look at this game, too, was who were the big winners of the weekend? I've got
one more thought on it.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question before we go to that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I understand it. It's fun. It's no big deal. Your All-Star Game MVP went 0-for-2 with a walk.
So I thought it was interesting because I think we may have watched two different feeds of the game, and they were saying on the feed that I was watching, and maybe I just talking to you guys this morning, I think I was listening to different announcers. That
it's funny. I didn't know Uruguay was televising the game.
No, but I'm a big Canada fan. That they were not allowed. They were not supposed to vote for the MVP based on the swing off.
Well, they sure did.
Yeah, 100%. But it sounded like the rules.
Kyle Schwarber went 0-for-2 with a walk.
Yeah,
in the rules, actual game.
The rules of the
schmules.
I don't know. The replay I saw was what I thought was the international. And they kept saying that they weren't supposed to vote based on the swing off at the end. And that's why I was like, oh, Schwarber, here we go again. Why does it always have to be Kyle Schwarber?
He's a really good player.
Good guy.
Just really good at baseball.
There he is.
I mean, I'm still mad. I'm not going to let it go.
Yeah, we know.
I can't let it go.
I know. It was the same way in my household as somebody stormed off banging their feet with me in the back going, it doesn't count. It's meaningless. Did you have fun? Good. Then it was a good night.
It's the whole idea. It's an Ohio guy, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Maybe is it him or Joe Buck that I'm still mad at? I don't know. I'm still mad
about an Ohio guy.
I know, but come on, boys. I mean, the gushing over him in the World Series that the Indians lost, I can't let it go.
Little grotesque, but I can't hold it against Kyle Schwarber. I got to hold it against Joe Buck.
You're right. You know what? You're right. It's not Schwarber's fault.
It's not Schwarber.
It's not.
It's not like he was walking up there going, hey, Joe.
It's like Mizorowski.
Give you a whole bunch of cash.
Can't be mad at him. They put him in the game.
He was awful. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll do that in a second. 216-474-0092. Give me the positives from last night's game. There were a couple negatives, and I can understand why people might be a little bit like, but I don't know. I would give the All-Star weekend 8.5 for what we saw over the last 2 days. So what would you say? 216-474-0092. All that. We'll talk more about this. And how about good news maybe for the Guardians with one of their best pitchers that we've seen in the last couple of years getting a throw in Arizona yesterday. So we'll do that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We do want to dive back into the All-Star game from last night because I do think it was fun. I think it was great. And, you know, I still want your feedback because there are some, you know, there's some nuances and little nooks and crannies to that game that I think are bigger picture, you know, issues and storylines for Major League Baseball. And I, you know, I think we got some new household names that maybe not everyone across the country would talk about. And I can think of three. We'll get to them in a second. Jeff, I just want to make sure that we had finished up what you were talking about because I want to talk about who the big winners were.
Yeah, go.
Personally.
Go.
Let's talk to Alex though, real quick in Painesville. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Alex.
Good, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you what, Dan Menigan has been nailing it on the head this morning. He's pretty much on the same wavelength as I am.
Oh, Alex Menigan on line one.
Which makes
one.
Him
good.
Okay, correct, good. Obviously.
Poor soul, you may want to go talk to someone.
You know, they make pills for that now.
I'll tell you what, in the jump start of the show, like Menigan said, why are we trying to fix the All-Star game when it doesn't need fixing? I mean, it ended greatly. Everyone was happy. It was just a fantastic game. I was locked in the entire time. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be, considering the fact that we only had Stephen Kwan representing us, which, you know, he had a nice 30-foot base hit to
tied it up.
That was that was fun.
Guards ball, baby, yeah.
Exactly. Guards ball, which Guards ball also has 10 straight losses, but that didn't happen, right?
But they've won 6 of 7. Come
that's
on.
Right. And
come on, Alex.
Two plays away from winning 8 in a row, if you ask me.
This is very true. I wanted to talk about a little bit. So what you guys have already mentioned is that Schwarber was the game MVP, well, like you said, going over 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that. Again, it was so much fun in the way it ended. I understand how we don't have extra innings, you know, down pitchers. You can't really push that, especially
right.
Risking injury. I definitely get you don't want to do that, and I was perfectly fine with that. It was such a fun game. But, yeah, as far as the All-Star MVP, I'm not sure if that was the right.
When I was watching last night, they were saying that if you were in the swing off at the end, you weren't like the MVP voting should have been done before the swing off.
Okay, that's what I thought I saw too.
Yeah, so I'm not crazy. Okay, good, good. Thank you for saying that, Alex. Sorry, because I'm sitting here looking.
They were winging it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They had to make it up on the fly last night. It is what it is. I thought it was great.
Alonso could have been the guy. Brent Rooker could have been the guy.
Well, yeah.
They each had big home runs.
Yeah, Alonso was the guy that they thought was going to be, should have won it last night. So.
Yeah, the ABS challenging system, that is 100% a win. I mean, just the way we can do it just so quickly, it's so not invasive of the actual gameplay. And again, to Menigan's point, I would agree to make it the majority of the ball has to clear the strike zone, and then it's a strike. Because, you know, we had one or two calls that we had a sliver of the baseball touching the strike zone, and naturally it's called a strike. I would look into that possibly a little bit further if you're going to try to implement it in the actual season.
Gotcha. I agree with that, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You and Menigan are smart guys.
Guys, so what should it be in that instance, though? I mean, it's like if it's in the strike zone at any point, is it like breaking the plane? You know, LA in football. I think that's the million-dollar question for the game itself.
That's what they got to figure out. And it's just because the pitchers have so much advantage over the hitters that you're giving the pitchers another advantage if you're going to go, okay, a sliver of the ball touched the strike zone, you're expanding the strike zone, which is only going to benefit the pitchers. It's the only reason that I think
of
it that way.
Are you expanding the strike zone, or is that ball in the strike zone? That's what they have to define. As if pitchers don't already have to put the ball, you know, as you would hear, you know, put it on a tee. Just throw it right in there. And sometimes a lot of folks don't think the strike zone's big enough.
Should the game define it then? Especially if we now have this, I think it's extremely difficult for an umpire, for the human eye to see it this way. But should it be defined as half to three quarters of the ball needs to be in the strike zone for it to be a strike? Or should it be 25 to 50%? Like, and would the game be better served if the league office defined that and then they could come up with the answer? And because then does that get you closer to a level playing field across the board for every hitter and not having to worry about, you know, the any given strike zone of a certain umpire? And by the way, it only works with that ABS system. I think so. I could be wrong, but what do you think?
Right. My big thing is the pitchers already have an advantage because they know what they're throwing. So, like, you're already going to be in a position where the pitchers have an advantage. I just want to shorten the gap a little bit. So, sure, if you go 50%, I'm in. If you go 75%, okay. That feels maybe to be a little too much, but I'm not going to sit here and throw a fit over it. It's going to be one of those, like, okay, this is what we're doing. Perfect, let's go.
They'll figure it out. They'll find it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will say that going into that, I've always been impressed by the way tennis does it. And so that's why. You know, tennis really has it right, and they get it. And so when Major League Baseball said that they were going towards that kind of a system for ABS, and it's 100% in for next year?
No.
It's still Manfred just let that slip when he was on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah,
apparently.
He'll put it in there where it'll be like, we're now doing this, and everybody will moan a little bit. And then
Basically, if he was Roger Goodell, it'd be a done deal. If Roger said we're doing it, it'd be over.
Yes. Right?
I mean,
it's Roger.
It's the difference in the NFL and Major League Baseball.
Rob Manfred still operates that way.
I get it. All right, give me the winners from this weekend.
I'm sure they'll put it in.
Jeff, I wrote down three winners, names that maybe folks weren't 100% behind now should be. So you want to give me your winners or you want me to go first? We'll go 1-1. Brett Rooker is definitely a household name now. I thought, like, you look at the Home Run Derby, you look at last night. Like, I think if you didn't know who he was before the last 48 hours, you do now. So I wrote him down as Rooker's a winner in this thing.
Okay, I'll go with that. Rob Manfred.
Oh.
It worked. That's it. It worked. So Rob Manfred gets a attaboy, and he hasn't had a whole lot of those.
Mm, that's true. Dan?
By a homer if I say the Miz?
No, because Miz, I was going to throw him in too.
My homer, if I say that?
Nope.
The kid's unbelievable. If you've never watched him pitch before, you got to see it yesterday, and you should sit down and watch him throw.
What did he go, 102, 103 on his first two pitches, something like that?
What did I send you? It was 102.
Yeah, we were going. I asked you while the game was going on, I go, has he ever hit 103? It's the thing that makes it so exciting to watch him is it's effortless.
Yeah, like so long.
He doesn't look like he's laboring at all.
He looks like he weighs about 7 pounds.
He was a winner of the whole weekend, too, because all the interviews they did with him, he was totally just a kid in the candy store. Looking around going, oh, my God, that's Shohei Ohtani.
You know the best line he had?
He was so pumped.
We mentioned it yesterday where he said, well, they're not mad at me. He's right. Nobody was mad at him for being in the game with, you know, 5 games played in the majors.
And Jacob Mizorowski is who we are talking about, too, because I called him the Miz earlier, and my inner Jeff Phelps kicked in and said, you should introduce his full name.
Is that only here, though, that's the conflict with the Miz?
No, it's everywhere.
It's nationwide with anybody who likes the WWE, but especially here. Mm.
There's a Jeff Phelps that's in my head that corrects me a lot of times.
Sorry.
The other big winner I thought from the weekend, too, was, or the last 2 days, sorry, not weekend.
Keeps me honest, I should say.
Cal Raleigh, for sure. Like, if you didn't know, like, I just think he's kind of, his name is truly, like, bubbled up here in the last 6 weeks, but
interesting use of the word bubble.
What else would you say?
Just move along. Most people got that.
Anyhow, Cal Raleigh, winner. winner.
Chicken dinner.
All right. There was another topic. I think we'll end up talking about this a little bit going into the next segment. Who did you want to see in that swing off last night? And should players be allowed to leave? So we'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to Robert in Parma. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Real quick, just on that ABS you were talking about, I wonder if the box hasn't been adjusted so that it's within like a diameter of the of a baseball of the strike zone, so that anything that actually touches it is a strike. It's not like it's just barely catching the zone. It's that anything not touching it is without is outside of the actual strike zone. Does that make sense?
If the ball makes contact with the line, is it a strike? Is that what you're saying? It doesn't matter how much?
Yeah.
I would think
exactly.
So. I mean, isn't that that's tennis, right?
Smaller than the strike zone.
I believe that's tennis. I'm trusting you on this.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, if you're in the box, is it not a strike? Like, how much of it's almost like hockey. How much of the puck has to go over the line for it to be a goal? It's the same kind of thing there.
If you step on the line in the NFL, you're out of bounds.
That's right. Same thing. Yep. Jeff's got that right.
Ever seen those wiffle ball videos? They got the square behind the plate
yes.
for what's a strike. As long as the pitcher hits it, it's a strike. I think it's kind of the same concept. It's not like we're just counting a sliver. We're counting the whole pitch as a strike. It's not like it was, it was just barely in there. No, that's definitely in there.
But the question is, if you get the sliver, should it be a strike? When the majority of the ball is outside.
Than the actual zone.
Yeah, I think once you cross that line, it should be a strike, no matter, even if you just get a sliver. That's just me personally. But again... Are we?
I'm not against it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight you tooth and nail. I just think there's a lot of advantages to the pitchers already.
But if it's got to be 75 to 100% of the ball that's got to be inside the box, are you not creating the opportunity for more offense? That's my point.
Yeah, that's me
you
too.
Want baseball taking the time to figure that out.
Well, I mean, it's better to do it that way than juicing the balls or having the players be juiced, isn't it? So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to create more offense, then define what a strike is. And I don't know that. Even if you're the biggest baseball purist, there isn't much of an argument there. You're like, okay, I can understand this. This thing makes a lot of sense to me.
I hear you. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you, Robert. Robert Parma checking in. All right, let's come back. I do want to talk about this. I mean, you know, two of the biggest names were out of the building when the swing off.
Disagreement on the way.
So should they have been? That's my question for you. It is the All-Star game, so take that into consideration. You know... We'll talk about it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.